Well, prosthetics are typically designed to blend in as replacements for missing body parts. But increasingly, they're becoming tools for creative expression, especially in the niche community of ocular prosthetics, or artificial eyes. Our senior arts correspondent, Jeffrey Brown, meets a Portland eye maker whose designs are helping clients see themselves in a new light. It's part of our ongoing coverage of the intersection of arts and health for our Canvas series.
If I'm going to wear something like this.
Many people accessorize with jewelry or purses.
Getting more formal.
36-year-old Rachel Yee does it with eyes.
I'll do my first ever fun eye, which is this gold one, and have the two together.
You accessorize. That's how you think of all the eyes you have now.
Yeah, I'm lucky enough that I get to accessorize with something that is a medical necessity.
Yee lost her left eye to cancer at 18 months old and spent years wearing a prosthetic designed to mirror her natural eye.
I knew I was different. I never felt like I was missing something. It wasn't until I was older that I got a little more self-conscious about it. I felt like a prosthetic in general wasn't to make me feel good about myself, but it was to make others feel comfortable looking at me.
Everything changed in 2021 when she started wearing a new eye featuring a shimmering gold iris that was meant to grab attention, not deflect it.
Standing out to me is more important, in fact, than just hiding who I am to make others around feel comfortable.
In an office in nearby Portland, Oregon, where decorative eyes watch from nearly every corner, Christina Leitzel, board certified as an ocularist, crafts the bold designs that have now become her trademark, so-called fun eyes.
I think there's something in me that I've always wanted to help people. I originally wanted to make prosthetic limbs.
As an art student in Philadelphia, she was drawn to artists like Sophie de Oliveira Barata, who turned prosthetics into powerful art pieces.
I just thought it was such a beautiful art form to blend both art and science and then give someone back something that they lost.
Most eye prosthetics have two parts, a custom acrylic shell and a surgically implanted sphere that restores volume to the eye socket. The implant is often made from a porous material that allows tissue to grow into it, helping the prosthetic move with the wearer's natural eye. Half of Leitzel's work is still creating prosthetic eyes that seamlessly match the real thing. But it's the fun eyes where her artistry comes alive, each one telling a story.
They could be anything from a cat eye where it's a pet that had just passed.
I asked Christina to make me an eye so I can remember Noodles more and just kind of have her with me all the time.
Or a portrait of a wife who died. The message that I got was, can you paint the portrait of my wife because I would like to have her see everything I'm seeing.
Wow.
It's moving and it's like, wow.
On social media, her creations range from glittery, glow-in-the-dark, and color-shifting eyes to American flags, sparkling night skies, and soccer balls.
When you have an ocularis, most people, like, they confide, they show their stories.
So this is a very close relationship.
Very personal. And it's kind of scary to be so vulnerable and share that part of you. So I think it's special in that way to be a part of someone's life and change them.
Some come to Leitzel with the trauma of having recently lost an eye. Bree was 27 when she lost her eye to ocular melanoma, a rare form of cancer.
I went under with perfect vision, 20/20, no pain. And then I woke up with only one eye and no depth perception. I couldn't grab anything in front of me. It broke me.
Her first prosthetic was a close match to her remaining eye, but...
When I first got it and looked in the mirror, it felt like somebody else was looking back at me. It felt very uncanny. Yeah. I've always loved to stand out, and I wanted an eye that reflected that.
So the eye that's in now is, it's a cat eye.
It is a replica of my current cat, who only has one eye as well. He actually has the opposite eye of me. So when he's up on my shoulder and we look at each other, we see eye to eye.
So many people who wear eyes talk about their close relationship with their ocularis and how just being able to talk through it with somebody who has seen this over and over is therapy.
Dan Roach is a professor at LeMoyne College in Syracuse, New York, and author of the book Eyes by Hand, Prosthetics of Art and Healing. He also wears a prosthetic eye himself.
This one.
So it's your right eye.
It's my right eye, yeah. And you know, sometimes I look in the mirror and I can't tell which, I forget which is which.
His book traces the long history of prosthetic eyes, from the inlaid eyes placed in mummified bodies in ancient Egypt, to rudimentary eye coverings designed by a French surgeon in the 1500s, to eyes made by glassblowers in Venice in the 18th century, and on.
It's a very slow history, not a lot of major changes over the course of time.
Today, there are fewer than 200 board-certified ocularists in the United States and Canada, who serve the roughly 20,000 people who lose an eye every year.
Which is a smaller number than it used to be once OSHA regulations came in. It used to be farm accidents and industrial accidents. People would be losing eyes all the time, relatively.
Most opt for a matching eye, like Roach, who spent his first 50 years with a cataract that clouded and blinded his right eye.
I just dreamed for years and years about having two eyes that match. Just sort of a normal gaze. And when I looked in the mirror the first time and saw that thing that I had been dreaming about for decades, it was, I mean, it's trite, but kind of a dream come true in that regard, yeah.
Because ocularistry sits at the intersection of art, medicine, and psychology, insurance coverage is often inconsistent. Some plans will cover the cost of a traditional prosthetic eye, which can range from $2,000 to $10,000. But insurance will not cover a fun eye.
Having access to someone that will create fun eyes was hard enough on its own, and paying for it on top of that is not doable for a lot of these families who have already gained so much medical debt.
That's
12-year-old Gracie Corrigan lost her eye at 2 years old to retinoblastoma.
See this like that.
The same rare and aggressive eye cancer that impacted Rachel Yee. She also shared a frustration with traditional prosthetic eyes.
People could tell, like, this one wasn't matching this one, or it wasn't moving the same. Some kids have said something, like some kids are rude about it.
In 2022, Corrigan decided she was ready to get a fun eye of her own. Rachel Yee decided to help.
I am raising the money for Gracie to get a fun eye.
I went to social media and I said, is there any chance that you guys want to donate? Within an hour, we had paid for Gracie's eye. By the next morning, three more eyes had been paid for.
The extra dollars became the Fun Eye Fund, a nonprofit that helps people afford custom prosthetic eyes.
Having the fun eye is way better than a regular eye that would match this eye. It's just fun. It looks cool.
Looking cool, looking like your own version of you. It's a new, perhaps unexpected mix of medical care and art. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown in Portland, Oregon.